tiny seed. In a village on the slopes of Mount Kenya in East Africa, a little girl worked in the fields with her mother. Her name was Wangari. In her family's food garden, she broke up the soil and then pressed tiny seeds into the warm earth, knowing that they would grow into plants. "I want to go to school, but we would like you to stay and help us at home." Wangari's brother talked to their parents. "Please let Wangari go to school. She wants to learn." "Okay, she can go to school." Wangari liked to learn. She got herself a lot of books. She learned more and more with every book she read. She did so well at school that she was invited to study in a college in the United States of America. "I am so excited. This is my chance to learn more about the world." At the American University, she got to know many new things. She studied plants and how they grow. She remembered how she grew, playing games with her brother in the shade of the trees in the beautiful Kenyan forests. The more she learned, the more she remembered her African home. When she finished her studies, Wangari returned to Kenya. Her country had changed. Women had no wood to make fires for cooking. The people were poor, and the children were hungry. But Wangari knew what to do. She taught the women how to plant trees from seeds. When the trees appeared, the women sold them and used the money to look after their families. "We are so happy, Wangari. You have helped us feel powerful and strong." As time passed, the new trees grew into forests, and the rivers started flowing again. Wangari's message spread across Africa. Today, millions of trees have grown from the seeds she distributed. The little girl from Africa used the power of a tiny seed to make a difference to her people. People all over the world took notice of her great work. She was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for her work in Kenya. She was the first African woman ever to receive it. Wangari Maathai died in 2011. But we think of her every time we see a beautiful tree.